Have you ever been petrified by any of this?
All the time. In my book, George, I joke and I say, I've been to the University of Terror and graduated.
What is the most frightening experience, Stuart, you've had?
It's a little bit difficult to explain, but I once broke out into another world that was a complete void, and it was dark in every direction. And I had no idea how to get out, and I have no idea how long I was in there.
Sheer panic, I bet.
Panic. Absolute panic, complete terror, complete, the most utter extremes of loneliness. And it was infinitely black in every direction. And then I was hit by an electric shock on the sole of my foot. I was laying on a bed at the time in a hotel in France near Fréjus. And when the electric shock hit my foot, it knocked me off the bed, but it blinded me in one eye. And so I had a lot of trouble recovering from that momentary blindness that lasted for about 15 to 20 minutes.
My gosh. All right, let's talk about what this stuff is. First of all, this is natural, normal. It is part of what we're supposed to have in the universe.
Yes, and also for some reason we're supposed to see it now, because I'm describing these from my knowledge, and I've got, well, in the morph there's a lot of information, and you can lay down and just meditate and watch it, and it'll come to you as information, as symbols, and as visions. And as video clips, say, for example, as we talked about before. And myself and my mates, we've documented more than 30,000 visions in the morph that describe the planet and what's going on now. So it's part of what humanity is supposed to discover, you know?
Is this like the movie Matrix, almost?
Yes.
Same kind of thing?
Exactly like that. It's very, very much like, you remember that film Minority Report?
Yes.
Yeah. Where those people are lying on that pond and they're downloading that information.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like that. It's like that. I did that for 2 years.
Strange stuff out there, Stuart.
Yeah, it was strange. Yeah, I did it for 2 years.
These, how many other dimensions do you think there are?
Trillions.
So there's no end to it?
No, there's no end to it. And then there's other dimensions, let's say, for example, like nature dimensions. You know, dimensions of mind, dimensions, satanic dimensions, demonic dimensions, angelic dimensions, and then dimensions beyond dimensions, you know?
I assume there's a heaven dimension?
Definitely, yeah. Many heaven dimensions. Many.
Now you're saying you're used to what?
No, I'm just saying that there's many, many. I mean, are you familiar with ayahuasca, George?
No, tell me about that.
Okay, ayahuasca is a sacred brew from the Amazon. And it's sort of been around a while, and people like McKenna and Luna first brought the West's attention to it. But now, like, ayahuasca has become very, very hip, because it's a brew that you take that activates the pineal and fires certain receptors in the brain that that pick up and use DMT. And it takes you into another world. And I've been involved in ayahuasca for a short while, because I'm involved with a group of people that take groups to the Amazon. They're called heartoftheinitiate.com. And these heartoftheinitiatepeople.com, they take the people down to the Amazon and give them the brew and have them watch this experience. Well, inside the ayahuasca world are all these nature spirits. Have you read Sting's new book, Broken Music?
I've read the reviews.
Yes. Well, the first 50 pages of Broken Music talks about his ayahuasca experiences. So, the ayahuasca worlds are worlds of nature spirits, worlds of the shadow, the human shadow, and these stunning realms of heaven, these heaven realms.
What is this brew? Could it kill you?
No. It's a brew that inhibits, basically it's DMT, which is natural in your body. It's fired in the pineal in massive quantities when you're born and when you die.
And what's and it comes from a tree or a plant or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, it comes from a vine called Banis. Well, it's Banis something, 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 you know, but they call it Banis for short. And it's mixed with inhibitors, because when DMT goes into the stomach, it's degraded immediately, and so they have MOA inhibitors that go with it. And the Amazonian shamans figured this out. And like out of 70,000 possible plants in Brazil, they figured out exactly which one would work with the Banis. And so the Banis acts as the inhibitor, and then these other plants have DMT in it. But, I mean, there's 50,000 plants in the world that have DMT, including, let's say, acacia, mimosa. I mean, it's endless. The morning glory and so forth, you know?
So when these people ingest this brew, what happens to them?
Well, they basically go into this other world. They look at it. It's a sort of a simulation. It's like getting into sort of the cockpit of a 747.
I mean, is it like a psychedelic experience?
No, it's more than a psychedelic experience because it's a teaching experience. So it takes you into aspects of yourself and it shows you things. So they call it like the goddess Aya. And she takes you to various journeys, or various parts. For example, the second journey I ever went on, I went into my father's war experiences, and he was a naval officer during the war. And I was right there on this ship, and there was oil and flames and men in the sea, and it was nighttime, and the sea was rough, and the people were calling for help. And I learned something there. And what I learned was that my father's war experiences were part of my consciousness, like unresolved trauma that I'd never really comprehended, that I'd received from him. Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So that explains certain reasons why I act the way I act and this unresolved shadow that we all have to go to at some point in our life, you know? And so she takes you there. And then if you take a journey, George, and you don't go back for a year, and you take another ayahuasca journey, then it picks up exactly where you left off. There's a curriculum.
That's strange, too.
That's beyond strange.